This is KCUR. Vacant lots are a problem for cities across the country. They're costly for city budgets, as the lots have to be mowed and cleared of trash. For neighborhood residents, they can affect quality of life and decrease property values. In Kansas City, Missouri, there are thousands of vacant lots, and most are located east of Troost Avenue. As KCUR's Laura Spencer reports, a team of students spent the semester mapping out creative solutions for those vacant lots.
How do you visualize vacancy? By definition, vacancy is a gap, an opening, emptiness.
What we thought was basically the students are young, they're creative, they have a lot of good ideas, so put them on the hardest problem out there, which is what do you do with all this vacant land?
Jacob Wagner teaches in the Architecture, Urban Planning, and Design Department at UMKC. This semester, about a dozen of his students were given a task to focus on the thousands of parcels of vacant land, mostly in Kansas City's urban core.
We are looking at the area from the river to 435 South to about 95th Street and then State Line on the west. But most of the vacancies that we've found have been east of Troost and north of Brush Creek and basically from about 18th Street south, running over east to the Blue River.
Rather than looking at one lot or one neighborhood at a time, the students took what's called a systems approach. They collected data and mapped it to come up with ideas for creative reuse.
A positive approach to managing the land and looking at it as an opportunity, not just as a problem.
The senior studio is in a large room in Katz Hall on the UMKC campus. It looks like you might expect in the final weeks of a semester. Water bottles and coffee mugs, papers and maps all strewn across tables. Carrie Neller stands next to a colorful map pinned to a corkboard. Blocks of red trace major roads and large swaths of green show new infrastructure.
This is the Blue River, we're calling it the Blue River Country Fingers District. Basically, the idea behind it is that these green spaces connect through the urban spaces and form sort of fingers, country fingers that go through the urban space. And we're using vacant land to kind of connect these areas.
There's a food forest and an urban orchard, a focus on restoring natural systems like the city's streams through their use of vacant land. Senior Sean Partain says there's a connection between urban planning and ecology.
We often use terms that are derived from ecology and botany, like blight. It's, you know, a disease that infests plants, and we use it to describe the urban realm because the patterns kind of are similar in many instances.
That's the 18th and Vine stuff. It's turned out really nice.
The students' maps lined the walls last month at Front Space, a small gallery with a wall of windows along 18th Street in the Crossroads. The space hosts monthly exhibitions leading up to a publication called The Civilian. Co-director Kent Slaughterbach.
And so that's why it's called The Civilian, is because it's supposed to be a unified term for civically engaged people and community organizers and artists that are choosing to or have been interested in filling in the gaps.
Filling in the gaps such as vacant lots. Wagner says his class is hopefully providing the foundational ingredients. The goal is that others will also see the potential, choose some projects, and want to see them implemented. Laura Spencer, KCUR News.